And if the secretary don't shape up a little more, I don't know, maybe I can do something to get her away. She's will be all right, I suspect. His working conditions are rather hard. We live out in a big room and people pass us by and the sun shines in on us and there's not much opportunity for concentration or doing the work right without someone interrupting. I'm very discouraged with my own assignment space and the assignment too, but I guess things will work out and someday I'll have to work up a new position to get myself promoted, I guess. I think the boss told me to go ahead and write up a new position description and let's get it in, so I think I'll do that. See if I can't get promoted and get myself a little higher position. I don't like to be in a spot where I can't advance any, and this seems to be what has happened since they have turned down my promotion. The big boss from Da Nang came in today and had lunch with us. He and Mr. Burke had a conference from about 10 o'clock till 1. He is the I-Corps Cords Director, Deputy for Cords, he's called. And he runs all of us up here in I-Corps. He's a nice fella. His name is Mr. Cross. Cross the boss. And I always enjoyed him ever since I've met him because he's positive and aggressive and he says what he wants his men to do. And I think perhaps he'd be a good man to work for since there's not too much question in his mind of what he wants. My boss is the same way. I have the same feeling about him. He likes production, and he likes and understands good staff work. And although I haven't had much opportunity to give him good staff work, there are some things that I could have improved and will improve, I know, a lot better with some of the paperwork that goes in, but he's leaning quite heavily on a colonel, lieutenant colonel, so he has getting satisfactory work out of the staff where I am. But the colonel's leaving in a week or two, and I'll have to increase my energies and activities and see that things are done properly and with more regulation. I haven't much news to tell you about Vietnam. We are going along with our regular pacification work. There is not too much military activity within our little village here. The province has considerable with the troops out, AmeriCal troops moving around and finding targets to hit, and the Arvin doing considerable amount of scouting. But we live quite peaceful and calmly here. Our development program is a new life development. It's moving along as best we can, and the refugees are being taken care of as best they can with the circumstances as they are. And I think I've always thought that we do a good job, but we haven't got what you might call an opportunity to make everything secure here and give us 100% of American production, because we're working hard to teach the Vietnamese to do for themselves, and there's a great deal of lag between what we teach and what they do. And so sometimes when we have a very effective and efficient Vietnamese leader or counterpart, it's hard for him to convince the other people that what he's doing is with the Americans is the right thing, because there's quite a bit of suspicion here. There's a lot of, I think, jealousy and petty jealousies about position, and there's always opportunities for graft and these things, although they're not detrimental, they're not fatally detrimental, they're somewhat like the 7-year itch. They just bother you all the time. You have to keep alive and alert to them. But such is the Vietnamese way, and I think that the mark we leave on them will be forever and ever with them. I certainly do appreciate the opportunity of working here with these people, and it's quite an experience and an adventure, quite an education, because I enjoy it, since I'm, although I can't talk to them quite like I want to, I enjoy being around them and working with them. Very few of them agitate me, although one little snot-nosed private, Arvin, did today. I'd like to kick him in the pants. But I didn't, and so we had quite a time anyway, and it's all happened in my office in the heat of the afternoon when tempers were easily exploding. Well, anyway, this is the cool of the evening in my little room as I talk to you and wish you the best of everything. I want to tell you how much I love you again, and how much I think of you all the time. I pray always for us to have peace and contentment and happiness in our lives, and I know we do. And so, as I come again to the end of this tape, I want to tell you that I think of you always, and I'm looking for correspondence from you and packages. Haven't received any in a couple of days, but I know the reason why, and I'll receive some tomorrow or the next day. So take care of yourself, honey. I think of you. I think of you always. Pet my little dog, and here's a big kiss for you and a hug. Goodbye. Good night.